All right, welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here, and you're listening to the first show ever on the blog, or the first podcast ever, rather. So yeah, before we get started on talking about today's show, I just want to briefly talk about Post Rock Paper Scissors in general, what this podcast and what the blog is going to be about. So yeah, Post Rock Paper Scissors started on UCLARadio.com about 3 years ago. We were on the air for about 3 years at UCLA. It was basically an online radio station. And we played a lot of music, interviewed some bands, we had some fun. It was good times, but the show ended because I graduated, thank God. And now I'm here and doing this thing. So basically what we're doing here is moving the radio show to my desk, to my computer with my little mic stand, trying to do a podcast. And so basically every week we're going to put out an hour long podcast, about maybe 45 minutes of music roughly, and 15 minutes of me talking about the music or talking about other stuff in general, musings about music or films or, you know, just regular discussion, kind of like this is the purpose of the show. I commute a lot. I drive about an hour a day one way to work, so my commute is quite a bit. And you know, I used to play a lot of albums, but after a while you kind of get tired of it. And I like the radio format. You know, you play a few songs, you talk a little bit, and so on. But the radio in the morning is pretty crappy. I mean, other than maybe sports radio, but a lot of the sports casters are kind of douchey. So there's nothing to listen to. And I'm sure a lot of people feel kind of the same way. Especially a lot of people don't care about whatever's on the radio, as in music-wise. So what this show is kind of about is to play post-rock and other tangentially related music in a radio format. You know, play some songs, talk a little bit about them, and you know, because it's a radio format, we're kind of getting to keep the song short. So if you expect to hear Godspeed or Bella Ghost or something big like that, it's probably not going to happen. But the songs are going to be relatively short. I mean, in the post-rock sense, probably topping at about 8 minutes. So that's short. But not too short. Anyway, that's what the show is about. This is, like I said, this is the first show. It's kind of the pilot. So if there's technical difficulties or things don't sound as good, bear with me. The show is just going to get better from here on out. But anyway, I think today's playlist is pretty excellent, if I say so myself. So I guess we'll talk about what the show is about, what today's show is about now. These first three shows are interconnected. It's like all shows, this show is themed. I mean, every show that we're going to have is going to have a theme. Today's theme, and for the next two more shows, the theme is going to California. And what this is going to be about is basically a long road trip from the East Coast all the way to California. And this is kind of going to be the soundtrack to the road trip, somewhat. I mean, granted, the whole three shows is only 3 hours, so it's not an entire soundtrack to a road trip. I actually thought of doing a legitimate soundtrack to a road trip from the East Coast to California, but then I thought, wow, that's probably a couple of days worth. So that would take the whole year to do one soundtrack, which would be a valiant effort, but I'm not going to do it. So anyway, along our journey, we're going to go across some geographical features, some streams, some rivers, some mountains, go through some states, and hopefully it turns out well. Today's show, the first part in the series, is called A Departure. It's mainly about leaving home, being on your own and starting your journey. So the songs in today's mix are kind of a juxtaposition between like some songs that have a certain warmth to them, mixed, you know, with some songs that are more detached and colder, to kind of resemble the feeling of moving. You know, when you move, you're have mixed feelings, mixed emotions. You're happy and excited, but at the same time, you're a little worried. You're sad that you're leaving some place that you love, or hopefully you love. So that's kind of what the show is about. And in the meantime, along with all that, it's going to be very, I guess, driving oriented. I think a lot of today's show is very much made up of songs that are awesome to drive to, I think. The first song we played was by September Malevolence, and it's called On Our Own. So we're on our own now. We're starting our journey. And it's off their album called Tomorrow Will Wonder Where This Generation Gets Its Priorities From. But I think that song is a good indication of what you can hear, what you're expected to hear the rest of this show. It starts off with this sense of longing, and then it speeds up, and you're happy, and you're on the road, and all that. But then it kind of circles back. It's kind of that mixed emotion feeling, you know. You're happy, then you're sad, then you're happy, and so on. So anyway, I guess that's all I got to say for this block of talking, or it's not really a block, but we'll move on into the next block. And before I start about that, each block on average will be about 15 minutes. I think that's a good length. And this one, the first song, is by a band called Barzin, and it's called Let's Go Driving. It's off their album My Life in Rooms. And I've got nothing else to say for now. I'll see you in about 15 minutes. Enjoy the song. It's by Barzin. See ya. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here, and let's talk about the music we just played. So the first song in that block was by a band called Barzin, like we mentioned earlier. The song is called Let's Go Driving. It's off their album My Life in Rooms, and I think Barzin is a great band to drive to. Like Barzin, like most slowcore bands, I mean, yes. If you've never heard of the genre named slowcore, it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's slow, and it's core. So Barzin and slowcore bands in general are, I think, great to drive to. Barzin actually has another song. I can't believe I forget what that song's name is. It's a great song. It's off the My Life in Rooms album. So I would say go check out that album. Maybe I'll remember that song later on. But anyway, the second song in that block was by The Album Leaf. That song was called On Your Way, and it's off their album In a Safe Place. And again, The Album Leaf, I think, is a great band to great drive. In a Safe Place is great driving music, especially On Your Way and then Eastern Glow. That's a great track. And then after that, we heard Helios with his song Signed I Wish You Well. It's off his EP called Aries, which Aries is pretty much his vocal-led work. I guess Helios, if you're not familiar with him, is pretty much all instrumental. But, I mean, the EP Aries is not instrumental at all. And the other albums are pretty much all instrumental. So I guess he got whatever work of his was that was vocal-led and he stuck it together. But anyway, that song is... I mentioned earlier, it's kind of we're kind of trying to mix a warm feeling with a cold feeling. And I think Helios, that song, Signed I Wish You Well, is a little bit more detached. Whereas the first two songs were a little warmer. You know, it's happy, like the first one's happy, kind of saying, let's go driving. And then On Your Way, that's kind of, let's go driving and then On Your Way. I didn't realize they go so well together, don't you think? and signed "I wish you well." It's, you know, that's why I was saying it's more detached. It's saying goodbye. That's kind of what that song's more about. Anyway, I'm starting to talk really randomly. But yeah, so today's show is kind of going to be like the songs we've played so far. As you've noticed, all three of those songs had words. And we're not really post-rock songs. But they're what the people in the post-rock community like to call TPR. They're totally post-rock. That's to say post-rock feeling... Let me gather my thoughts. There's songs or things in general, movies, books, that are kind of have this post-rock feeling, if there's such a thing. That's TPR. I have no idea why I just plugged the word TPR for a minute right there. But anyway, we'll continue on with the rest of the show. Let's see. The next song is by an artist, Peter Broderick. The song is called "Not at Home," and it's off his album from last year called "Home." And again, it goes on with the theme of the show. We're not at home anymore. We're driving away. Like I mentioned earlier that we're gonna go through some geographical features, but that's kind of later on in the next two shows. Today is more, not so much about the going to California part, but more about the departing part. Wow, I don't know what else I'm gonna say. I'll talk about Peter Broderick. I saw him live last year. He opened up for After Clan because he also plays in After Clan's live band. And Peter Broderick was pretty fantastic. After Clan were good, but Peter Broderick, man, he put them to shame. His live show was great. The last song that he played live, he ended up lying down on his back in the crowd singing, which was pretty interesting and pretty intense. He was that, you know, that sometimes there's those artists, those bands that people who go to the shows don't really know about because they're like the openers or whatever, but they end up stealing the show. Like when Peter Broderick played, when he started, I was kind of sitting far away, just minding my own business, you know, watching it from far, because I'm not usually the one to go up in the middle, up in the front. Anyway, but a lot of people were talking because no one really knew, I guess, who Peter Broderick was. The majority of the place was talking. And by the end of it, by the end of his performance, everyone was silent and everyone creeped closer and closer with each song. So I would highly recommend going and seeing Peter Broderick live. He's pretty engaging, I guess. So yeah, I guess we're going to go into Peter Broderick right now. I've got nothing else to say. So, if you thought this past block of songs was a little slow, this next block is going to be a bit slower. But, you know, we're on a road trip. I think you want to listen to something more tranquil, I'd say, something more relaxed. You don't really want to, because, America, the U.S., is ginormous, you know, and it's very beautiful, but it's very empty, and it's like a beautiful emptiness to it. And, you know, I think post-rock or whatever we're playing in this show kind of captures that feeling of driving through it. I think we capture that feeling pretty well. Because, you know, what are you going to... I don't know if hip-hop or hardcore or techno is going to sound great when you're driving across barren lands. And I think the next show, which is going to be traveling through the West, so it's like headed west, is going to be a little folky and a little more organic. So I think that captures the Western feel. But anyway, we'll get to that show next week. Today's show is, like I said before, a departure, and we can get into Peter Broderick right now with his song "Not at Home." We'll see you shortly. See ya. No.
rising storm. I like to say I never.
welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. And let's just talk about that block we just played right there. So the first song in that block was by Peter Broderick, like we mentioned earlier. It was a song, Not At Home, off his album Home from last year. In the middle, we heard a song by a band called We All Inherit the Moon. And that song was called Our Hearts Forever Like the Sun. I think that was part one. We All Inherit the Moon, all their songs have parts, and it gets a little arbitrary at times. So that was, I believe, the first part. And that's from their split with The Ascent of Everest that was released last year, I believe. Or was it? No. I think it was this year. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. And that song is probably towards the end of the ambient spectrum that we'll be playing on the show. I mean, I love a lot of ambient music, and I would be doing entirely ambient shows if this show wasn't dedicated to driving, you know, to being radio music. So we're not going to get that ambient very often, unless it's by request or something. But we'll try to keep it a little more radio-friendly, I guess. Because you might hear some tiny post-rock song one day on the radio, but I don't know if you'll ever hear anything like that We All Inherit the Moon song on the radio. Ever. Well, unless it's college radio. I did actually, by my work, there is a university, and they have college radio, and you can hear it on the car around the area, and they played a Godspeed song. All friggin' 18, 19 minutes of it. So maybe you'll hear We All Inherit the Moon on college radio, but I'm talking about real syndicated radio. Anyway, after We All Inherit the Moon, which was actually a little tidbit, back when we were playing at UCLA, we had shows kind of dedicated entirely to that kind of sound. So we had this one show once where it was 2 hours of ambience somewhat, and it was kind of a post-apocalyptic theme. The show was supposed to sound like, what if there were no humans on the earth 20 years from now, but you can still kind of see the remnants, you still hear the humming of old machines. So we played songs basically like We All Inherit the Moon and other ambient and noisy songs. I don't know if we'll ever do that on this show for the podcast, but you never know. Anyway, after We All Inherit the Moon, we heard Hammock with their song Blankets of Night off their album Kenotic. And Hammock, this might seem a little awkward, but I think Hammock is a great band to listen to while driving, especially at night. I know what you're thinking. You probably sleep a lot listening to Hammock, but I don't know what it is. Driving at night, listening to Hammock, as long as you're not very tired, it's a great experience, I think. It sounds really good. Just don't be sleepy while you're doing it, because you probably crash into a tree. Knock on wood. Probably heard that. Anyway, besides for Hammock and that whole block, I guess, I think that block was also gave a feeling of the road trip. It was more... I think that block was a little bit more cold. It's kind of sinking in now that you're on the road all by yourself. Anyway, I think that's about it for today's show. We'll be back next week. Next week's show, like I mentioned earlier, we're heading west, so it's going to be a little bit more folky, a little bit more organic. It's supposed to be the sounds of the west, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I'll leave you off with one last song, which I think is the best song ever to drive to, especially at night. This is the essential night driving song, and it's by Mogwai, which everyone, I'm sure you've heard. If you haven't, then I'm surprised you are at the level of listening to this podcast if you've never heard of Mogwai. But anyway, the song is called Cody. It's off their album Come On, Die Young. And this song just makes me think that I'm on this long, empty, barren road all by myself at night, and you see, yellow shrubbery along the road, or like, you know, it's soil, but it's dried up. What do they call it? Thatch? I don't know. Anyway, this is Mogwai. On a side note, I've been listening to Mogwai for a few years now, but until recently, I did not realize that CODI was short, was an acronym for Come On Die Young. I don't know if you realize that. I don't know if that's the purpose of the song title, but it's an acronym. Anyway, that's it for Post Rock Paper Scissors for today. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it enough that you'll be back and you'll listen to the next one. But I'll leave you for now with Mogwai. See you guys next week.
See you.